Traditional leaders among the IDPs at the Kamsay armed youth roam around Mangalore on a daily basis, increasing fear among the IDPs. Makwany Dao Apai, a traditional chief at the Mangalore IDP camp, says at least 4 people were killed and 2 children were abducted in separate incidents by unidentified gunmen in Mangalore last week. Dao says 2 children, a 13-year-old boy who was recently killed and a 12-year-old boy who was abducted, were his nephews.
These children went to fetch water at a place called Kulia. This place is a little bit far from the camp. The children have to travel there to look for drinking water because there are not enough boreholes here in the camp. When they were back, they fell into the hands of the abductors. The one who tried to escape was shot and killed.
Dao is calling on the government to beef up security in the area to put an end to the killings and child abductions at the camp.
It was the government who said this is a good place for us to resettle in. They knew that most of this place is a forest, but they have not provided the security. I called upon the government to at least provide some police forces to be deployed around the camp. Now the IDPs are living in fear because of the recurring attacks that have been happening.
Another traditional chief in the Mangalore IDP camp, Acheng Manjam, says unknown gunmen also killed 1 person and injured 2 others more than a week ago while trying to abduct a child at the camp. Jam says that incident and many others have caused IDPs to live in fear.
The attackers tried to abduct a child, but they were intercepted by a man who was burning the charcoal there. This man was a soldier. He exchanged gunfire with the attackers, but unfortunately he was killed. What I want to say now is that our government has shown us this place. Now we are here, but we need security. The people here in the camp are worried every day about an abduction that might happen. The attackers may come like they did, and no one will pursue them.
Mangalore County Police Commander Captain Sahif Alhadi confirms 1 child was abducted and another child was killed last week. Alhadi says his force tried to pursue the attackers without success.
There were children abducted by criminals. It happened in the morning hours around the area called Ariel Lane when these boys went to fetch water. Yes, there is police. My forces and the wildlife went after these criminals from 11 o'clock until 8 p.m. We didn't get them. They ran away from us.
Peter Suwaka, a traditional chief in Mangalore County, also confirms the 2 incidents.
Criminals captured 3 children. 1 boy resisted and they killed him. They took the other 2. The youth went after them, but when they reached the desert near Tingili, they felt thirsty and the youth returned. And the criminals went with the children. The major problem now is the problem of insecurity. There have been 2 recent incidents now by these criminals.
Suwaka says the government should deploy police to the area. When asked if he was aware of the attacks, Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management Minister Peter Mayen Majongdit said the camp is only there on a temporary basis.
Once the water subsides, then they have to go back home. There's nothing permanent there. What security? The flag remained that the Bari and the Mundari will never adopt anybody child. Nobody cares about other child. And does not even happen in Barkazar. It only happens in Jungle. Stop reporting lies.
The Mangalore IDP camp was established in August by the Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management Ministry to temporarily host IDPs who fled widespread flooding in Jungle State. It now hosts more than 100,000 IDPs. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Juba.